believing God for something and something comes to pass, they're excited about it. And so we want to learn through Abraham's faith that we have the same kind of faith and we're going to believe God. So, Father, we want to thank you in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Holy Spirit, that you are here tonight and that each one has faith. Because you said, I've given to each one the measure of faith. And so we thank you that each one of us has faith and we have the capacity to grow our faith and to be a big blessing. That you said in your word that without faith, it is impossible to please you, for he who comes to God must believe that he is and that he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek you. And so we thank you again that you're the one that created this faith in us and you've made us and created us. And so we just want to thank you tonight in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. So over in Galatians chapter 3 and verse 6 to 9, it says, even as Abraham believed God. So even as Abraham believed God, if we're ever going to receive anything from God, we're going to have to believe him. And we're going to have to say, you know, if anybody is going to believe in Thunder Bay, we want to be believing. Amen? How many of you want to believe? Or do you want to doubt and do it out? No, we don't want to doubt and do it out. We want to believe and receive. And that comes through hearing God's word. What does God have to say to us individually? He says a lot to us in his word. But then he's got some things individually he wants to speak into our spirits. Because, you know, the Bible doesn't say Harry wants to marry Mary. Or Mary wants to marry Harry. No, guess what? God speaks specific things to individual lives. It doesn't say, thou shalt go and work on the railroad. It doesn't say that. It doesn't say thou should go be a school teacher. No, there's specific things that God has destined for each one of us in our hearts. He'll speak unto our spirits. But the word of God, the way it's written unto us, everybody can receive the word of God. But then when it comes individually, we're going to have directions. And what's the answer to a million and one questions? Be led. Let's all say be led. Because that's going to help us in life if we're being led. So this Abraham, the Bible says that even as Abraham believed God. Now Abraham was about 75 years old when God spoke to him. So he was an old man already. And he lived in Ur of the Chaldeans. His father was an idol worshiper. How many of you have parents that were idol worshippers? And well, there's nowadays it's just not serving God. That's what it is. In the old days they served idols, but if you are not knowing God, then you're just serving whether yourself or some job maybe or something else. But he was he lived in Ur of the Chaldeans, Abraham did, and his father-in-law served idols, and God spoke to him. He said, Abraham, and Abraham says, yeah, and he said, I'm going to make you a father of many nations. Now, Abraham was 75 years old and he never had any kids. So to him, he could write that off and say he ain't going to have no kids. It's a done deal. But not when God says something. When God gives you and I a word, then that word is for us. Amen? That word is for us and we could take it to the bank, so to speak, and we could say, Father, your word says that. And because your word says that, then I can have that. And all of us should be able to, every area of life. We learned in Bible school, and Tulsa there, Brother Hagin used to tell us, what do you want from God? Find scripture to what you're believing God for, because then you'll have God's word. And when we have God's word, then we have a sure foundation. We have something to stand on. So God spoke to him at about 75 years old and said, I'm going to make you the father of many nations. Leave this place where you're at and go to the land that I will show you. He didn't tell him everything at once, but he told him that he's got to start moving in that direction. So even as Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness, know you therefore that they which are of faith are the same, are the children of Abraham. So how many of you are of faith here? How many would you agree that you are of faith, that you believe in God? So you are of faith. So you're blessed with forefather Abraham. So are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham. As the scripture says that God would justify the heathen, through faith preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, in you shall all nations be blessed. So that was the word for Abraham. In you shall all nations be blessed. So then they which are of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. So the way Abraham received a promise that God has given him, guess what? Every one of us get to receive a promise as well, just the way God talked to Abraham. Then he talks to us the same way, and we're going to receive the same way. So if Abraham did some steps to receive a promise, and if we put those steps into practice, guess what? We could receive things from God too. Sometimes people think that God just goes and blesses this one he don't want to bless. No, he blesses those who go towards him, amen? If you seek him, you'll find him. You don't seek him, guess what? You don't get to find him. He's as big as the universe, but yet we don't get to see him with these eyeballs inside of our head. We have to see him with the spirit, in the spirit realm. But he says, without faith, it is impossible to please him. So we have to open up our hearts and say, hey, God, I'm going to seek you. When the Bible says, they that seek you shall find him, then we're going to seek him and we're going to find him. So we want to put God's word into practice, just like Abraham put it into practice, and receive a blessing. So they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. So they which are of faith, that's us, are blessed with faithful Abraham. So let's find out what Abraham did. It's all found in Romans chapter 4, 17 to 21. Now, all of you can mark your Bible, you can draw in it, do whatever you have to mark those scriptures, but this is the way Abraham received a promise from God. Now, the promise to Abraham is, you shall be a father of a multitude. So, what's your promise that you want to believe God? Maybe you're sick. Well, healing is a good scripture to find out. Himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. Amen. That it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet Isaiah. Himself took our infirmities. Jesus took my infirmities. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. Amen. So what do you want? You want healing? You want prosperity? Well, then the Bible says, bring the tithes into the storehouse. Prove me herewith now, says the Lord. I'll pour out a blessing. There shall not be room enough to receive. And then you would look and say, well, there doesn't seem to be much blessings coming. Well, it didn't say look around. He said, go ahead and do what the scripture says to do. The Bible says, give and it's given back unto you. Too many times you hear people get a word, but then they counter whatever. If I had a proper dictionary, I would know a word for that. But they would make the word of none effect. They would say, I gave and gave. I got nothing back. Okay. I guess God's a liar. God is a liar. No, he's not. Amen. He always speaks the truth. The father of lies is Satan. If we're not receiving something, well, then it's our responsibility to get with the program. Amen. You guys, if you follow the rules of TC, then you can be delivered and go on. Amen. To another part of your life. If you're not, then you stay in the TC. Amen. And it's the same with anything. God's not going to put somebody in grade 12 that didn't go to kindergarten. No, you got to go to those grades. As much as you hate those grades, sometimes people like school, some people, and some people don't. But you still have steps to do. And if you're in the program, then there's steps to do. And it's the same with life. God is never, ever going to put you at another place just because you played ship shot over here. No, you're going to have to deal with it over here and then go over there. Sometimes people go from church to church thinking that, another church is going to be better. No, when you're there, then the church is going to be just the way. Miss Anita and Pastor always tell that little story. It's a really good little story. I like it. And there was a guy that was coming through town and with his vehicle, it's a family, and there was a little guy sitting with his grandpa by the store, and the car pulls up and says, what kind of town is this? And the grandpa says, well, what kind of town did you come from? Oh, we came from the nicest town. The people are so friendly. They're just so generous. Everybody's happy. You know, it's just an awesome town. Things are great. It's a great place. And the grandpa says, well, that's the kind of town this is. And they say, well, that's great. And they drive on. Another vehicle comes up and pulls up to the store. And the guy comes out and he says, "What kind of town is this?" And the grandpa says, "Well, what kind of town do you come from?" "Oh, I hate the town we're from. It's a piece of garbage. Everybody's mean. They're ugly. They're cruel. It's a bunch of thieves live there." "Oh," and the grandpa says, "Well, that's the kind of town this is." "Okay," and he jumps in and he takes off. And the little boy asks the grandpa, "How come that one guy, you said that town is so wonderful, and then the next person, you told him that it is horrible?" He says, "Well, wherever you go, that's what it's going to be like." And so what it is that wherever you go, that's the way it's going to be like. It's not going to change just because of something. No, if we bring joy, bless God, we're going to have joy. Amen? If we bring peace, we're going to have peace. If we bring contention and fighting, guess what? You're going to have contention and fighting. So that story was just extra, but I liked it. It encourages me because it keeps me to have a good attitude. Wherever I go, I want to have a good attitude. So over in Romans chapter 4 and verse 17, so here's the scriptures that Abraham did to receive a promise from God. "As it is written, I have made you a father of many nations before whom he believed, even God." So that's the word to Abraham. I believe, amen? God said, "I have made you a father of many nations before whom he believed, even God." So we got to have God's word. That's the most important, is having God's word. If you get God's word, then you've got it made. Some of the people that work in the gifts of the Spirit and the manifestations of the Spirit of God, and when they hear God said something, then they're going to hold fast to it. There's no changing it. When God gives you that word, it's a word of wisdom or a word of knowledge, guess what? You've got that word. And so it's a sure thing. Smith Wigglesworth worked in a lot of miracles and operations of the Spirit. And the people sometimes would get upset with him. But he says, "I know when I heard from God. I know when I've heard from God." And so when you hear God's word, that, guess what? You can hold, you could take that to the bank. He believed when he heard that word. Abraham, first of all, had to hear that word. So having God's word. Verse 17. So the 16 verses, "As it is written, I have made you the father of many nations before whom he believed, even God." Verse 17, "Who quickens the dead." So God quickens the dead. Do you believe God is able to raise the dead? I've seen it a few cases myself. When I went to the emergency and I saw an individual with tubes coming out of their nose, and I've seen other ones with tubes coming out of their nose in ICU, and they went on. But I've also seen them come out and walk around and live. Amen? So that is awesome. But guess what? So God can quicken the dead. And he can quicken our circumstances. The Bible says, "Let the weak say, I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Let the sick say, I'm well." You say, "You're a liar." No, if I would say that it's according to God's word. That's why. It's according to God's word, because God's word says I'm healed. God's word says that I'm blessed. God's word says I'm a child of God. You say, "You don't look like no child of God." No, the Bible says I'm a child of God. Amen? The Bible says that he has forgiven me of my sins. When I confess my sins, he's faithful, just. No, you say, "You did this last week." I don't know what you're talking about. Amen? The Bible says he's taken our sins and thrown them into the sea of forgetfulness. As far as the east is from the west, so far as he removed our transgressions from us. Who are we to go to God and start telling him how to create work the world? No, we're going to listen to him and he'll tell us how everything's working. Because that's him and that's what he does. So it says here that who quickens the dead. So God's able to quicken anything dead in your life. He can quicken it. Amen? He can quicken it. Whatever you think is all dead and dried up, bless God, he can quicken it. And for Abraham, he quickened that dead old body of Abraham's because he gave him a word. So that doesn't mean that every old man walking around 100 years old, okay, you know, I still got a lot going in there. No, he got a lot going in there because of the word of God that gave. God said that you're going to have a son. So that was his word that he had to believe in. So it says here, he quickens the dead and calls those things which be not as though they were. That's the way God is. Isn't he wonderful? He just loves to call. He likes to call you victorious. He likes to call you a winner. Amen? He likes to call you victorious over all the power of the devil. You say the devil's been beating my brains. Bless his holy name. No, guess what? He's given you authority over the devil. We have authority over the devil. He is under our feet. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in this world. We're victorious because of the word of God. We're strong because of him and in the power of his might, not in our own might. I tried to fight the devil a few times on my own. Guess what? He is no match. He can beat you black and blue because you are a human being trying to fight a spiritual, not a machine, but a nastiness. He's a spirit. The devil is a spirit, and we're still in the flesh. But when we're in the spirit and we're in Christ, then we got all power, all authority to trample on scorpions and serpents and everything. Because greater is he that is in us than he that is in this world. So, verse 17, who quickens the dead and calls those things which be not. So, when it comes to Abraham's faith and it comes to our faith, we got to hear God's word. That's why it's a sad generation nowadays, because they got all kinds of devices and all kinds of knowledge. But yet, we got to take time to read the B-I-B-L-E. Amen? Can I get an amen with the Bible? This is the word of God. This is the Bible, and it takes time. You got to open it. You got to find it first. You got to take some dust off of it. You got to get that thing and read it. Or if you got your iPad, then you're still reading the Word of God. But, well, that's just a pet peeve anyways. It seems like people are reading less nowadays. I don't know if it's true or not, but anyways. So who quickens the dead and calls those things which be not as though they were. So that's our God. He'll call those things which be not as though they were. So we got to know that all things are possible. We got to know that he quickens the dead and he calls those things which be not as though they were. Verse 18 says, who against hope? Who against hope? So this is Abraham. It was hopeless. The situation was hopeless. He was done for. He just didn't have it. Have you ever been hopeless? How many hopeless people we have here? One, two, three. Anybody else hopeless? Four. But guess what? God will give you hope. Amen. It's never over. Amen. Until they throw dirt on you and say, he was a good man. No, you don't want it to be over yet. We want to fight the good fight of faith. Amen? Amen? And when you got born again, you're dead, actually, when you got born again. You're dead and your life is hid with Christ in God. So the old guy is dead. So just to let everybody know, and some people say, well, I don't know if I'm born again, or, you know, I knew the Lord as a kid, and, you know, it kind of just sprinkled on me, and now I'm older. Well, thank God that you still got to know him. But guess what? I like those people that know that they're nothing but a scumbag sinner. Amen? A rotten wretch that's going to hell, and then they get born again. And that is just so beautiful because I see God's grace and favor. Well, Jesus said there's two people. There's one that's all slobbering and kissing Jesus' feet, and the disciples got upset, and Jesus said, what are you getting all worked up about? This woman sinned much. Much has been forgiven. You sin little, maybe little is forgiven. But still, just let her be. Amen? You got to be thankful for your salvation, knowing that you are born again and your old life is dead. Like Jesus died, your old man died, and now you're alive unto God in Christ Jesus. You're a new creature. Amen? We should be like Superman. We are invincible because we got God. Amen? Because we died already. What, are we going to die again? No, you're dead. We shouldn't have any kind of feelings and all kinds of, well, yeah, we have feelings, but I mean that take things so much to heart that you're upset. You know, oh, I'm upset. No, I'm dead, and my life is hid with Christ in God. And before I was born again, yes, you were mean. You were mean and ugly. And you were nasty. But guess what? You're born again. You're alive unto God. Amen. So who against hope? So if you're hopeless, guess what? You need God's word, and then faith is the substance of things hoped for. So if you hope for the beautiful this or beautiful that, guess what? Your faith can go ahead and get some substance and say, I've got the word of God. I'm hoping for it. But you just can't hope. I hope I'll be an astronaut one day. Well, If God wants you to be an astronaut, and if you got a word that, hey, you're to be an astronaut, well, then bless God, you can have some hope for that. But you should have some hope for the things that matter to you and pertain to you. So faith is the substance of things hoped for. You hope for them, but your faith says, thank you, Lord. I believe that I receive it. Thank you, Lord. I'm not hopeless. It's sad to see a hopeless person. I've run across them a few times, and they just said, well, I'm just too old. Maybe when I was young. No. Never. Amen? Never, 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 never. Because God, amen, is involved in your life. Hallelujah. All things are possible. You say, oh, no, this is bad. This is real bad. Yeah, it's bad, but God is bigger than bad. Amen? Woo! God created everything. He created the universe. Amen? Praise God. He made the fullness thereof, and it's so big, the vastness of the universe. You know, when you're in an airplane, you think you're big and high and lifted up, eh? But guess what? Above that is galaxies and stars and universe. We are just so small, but yet God made us, and we can have the faith just like Abraham had the faith. Amen? And I'm not belittling anything concerning people going on to eternity, but Keith Moore would tell us, he says, if you saw into the spiritual realm, and they say that every few minutes somebody is leaving somewhere, it would be, if we saw in the spiritual realm, there would just be shafts of light, people leaving the earth constantly, and then also people coming to earth because they're being born as a little bitty baby. And so it's just a constant stream, but we're just walking around, oh, I'm just all, it's so dark down here, and in heaven, it's just like party zone, party central. Amen. Things are happening. Angels and people and excitement and glory and praise. Things are happening. And we get so in the mully grubs. Hey, it's all dark. Oh, it's dark down here. I'm like the last Christian. There's no more this me. And I'm by myself. No, you're not by yourself. There's multitudes of people, amen, that believe and trust and rely on Jesus and look to him. And so who against hope? So don't feel you're hopeless. Believed in hope. So Abraham, it was hopeless. He couldn't have any kids, but yet he believed in hope. Yeah, okay, because you said it, God. You said it. And because you said it, I can believe it and I can receive it. So believed in hope that he might become the father of many nations. According to that which was spoken. There's the spoken word again. What's your spoken word? God's word to us. Amen? That you're a new creature in Christ Jesus. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. When the old man wants to come, guess what? I'm a new creature in Christ Jesus. I've seen people that were born again, spirit-filled, filled with the life of God, and then they want to go back to the old life. Okay, well, you just go ahead and you give it your best shot. They are not the same. Why? Because they are a racehorse. They used to be a mule before they were born again, but now they're a racehorse. Amen? You're a new creature. You're something that's never before existed, and then you go back into that old lifestyle, and you're trying to fit there, and you don't fit there. Why? Because you belong on the racetrack. Amen? You belong on the things of God. You are a shiny-looking horse. Amen? But before you were a mule, you were a long, floppy-eared mule. You didn't listen. You're a stubborn, you old mule. But you're a new creature in Christ Jesus now. You're alive unto God. And that's who we are. So you can try to go back in the old. It's not going to work. Like even my older brother, Barry, he was watching Jack Van Nimpe. How many ever seen him on television? He's an old man now, if he's still here. I don't know. But anyways, he was watching that television program. And the guy said, pray, and he prayed, and he got born again. He said, I don't know how it happened. He got born again. It was just like they pulled the wool over his eyes. He prayed, and he got something happened to him. And his wife, 1 week later, received the Lord as well. She just said, well, I don't want to not be a Christian if you're a Christian. And she became a Christian as well. But sometimes it sneaks up on us. Amen? Thank God for those that come in the right down in the nothingness and come to Christ, but sometimes people, it works magic, amen? There's a guy in Winnipeg. He owned the Half Moon Restaurant north of Winnipeg. It was a very successful hot dog stand. And he came to Bible school, and he was telling me his testimony. And he said, I was at the YMCA, and this kid came up to me, and I didn't want to listen to him, but I thought I'd listen to him. And I got born again. He got alive unto God. Amen? He accepted Christ. Later on, he found out that that YMCA guy was actually a backslidden little Christian. He wasn't even serving the Lord. But at that moment there, he preached to that guy, and the guy in the Half Moon Restaurant got born again. So he sold his business, and he went to Rhema, and I believe he's in Kelowna now. Amen. So God works in mysterious ways in some of those areas, but this is, we're talking about Abraham's faith, and all of us can take God's word and believe that word. So who against hope believed in hope that he might become the father of many nations according to that which was spoken? So he had that word, so shall thy seed be. So who against hope believed in hope? The next scripture is verse 19, and being not weak in faith. So here's the secret now, being not weak in faith. If you want to be weak in faith, you consider everything. You consider this. You consider all the money you don't have. You consider all the sickness you got. You consider all the what everybody says that's all negative and all humdry. You consider everything. Just consider it all. Just look and just have a big pity party and say, this is just horrible. My life is a mess. Because you're going to consider it all. But if you're like Abraham, you're not going to consider absolutely nothing about the natural because he's got nothing to consider. He's an old man. And did you know what that Abraham was 75 years old? And guess what he did? I wrote it down here. When he was 86. He thought God's a little slow in fulfilling his promise. So I'm going to do things my way. You know, have you ever tried that? Try to do it your way, saying that your way is better than God's way. And so him and his wife said, well, I've got this little handmaiden here that's helping me out. And can you go have sex with her? Basically, that's what his wife said. And Abraham said, sure. And so he went and had sex with her and had a baby. And soon as they had a baby, guess what happened? Oh, then the trouble hit the fan. There was all kinds of turmoil, and his name was Ishmael, and those guys are still fighting. His descendants are still out east over there and by Israel. And so it's the Taliban and all those guys. That's the forefather. Their forefather was Ishmael. Am I right, Joanne? Is there a certain people group?
Muslims.
Arabs and Muslims. So if you're Arab and Muslim, you still can be born again. Because I used to say, you know, Egypt this and Egypt that. Well, there's probably a lot of nice people in Egypt that can get born again and alive unto God. But anyways, if they're not born alive and alive unto God, guess what? They're from Ishmael. So Ishmael, their descendant, and the Bible says he was a orangutan of a man. His hand was going to be against everybody, and everybody's hand was going to be against him. That's the word of God. Even before the kid is even born, he's going to hate everybody and cause all kinds of trouble, and everybody's going to cause him trouble. And they're still fighting today, so that's a fulfillment of the promise that the word of God gave there. So Abraham, he considered not his own body now dead. So if you want to be, he being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead. So if you want to be strong in faith, you can consider that. You could listen to the doctor. He told you that you got all these problems. But you want to listen to God's word. What does God's word say? Amen? And you want to listen to the voices that say, oh, you're bound, you'll never be free. No, the Bible says, he whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Some say, oh, I can't quit these cigarettes. They're just too good. And plus, God made tobacco. So they got a good one there. So he made pot too. And if you have alcohol, it's made out of barley, isn't it? He made barley. So we can really have a party here. No. That's not true. Amen? Because God makes good, the devil turns it for bad. So he considered not his own body now dead when he was about 100 years old. So you're not going to have to consider. If you're believing God for healing, you're going to have to say, thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Lord. I don't consider all this pain. I consider your word who says, by the stripes of Jesus, I am healed. Thank you, Lord. He considered not his own body now dead when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not, verse 20 said, at the promise of God through unbelief. So a staggering person, he's staggering this way, he's staggering that way. He's not walking very straight. He's staggering. But the Bible says he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief. So we have to take God at his word and say, I'm not going to stagger at your word. I'm going to hold fast to your word. I'm going to say, God, your word said it. So this Abraham is the forefather of us because we're of faith. And the Bible says that he was strong in faith, giving glory to God. Can you lift up your hand and say glory to God? That's simple, eh? Giving glory to God, saying, thank you, Jesus. He was fully persuaded, giving glory to God, being fully persuaded. There's that fully persuaded. This wasn't just a shot in the dark trying to say, well, maybe it'll happen, maybe it won't. You know, those prayers like that are foolish. You know, if it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, it doesn't. Well, there's absolutely no believing faith in that. That's just like flip a coin, see what happens. No, God wants us to be fully persuaded. What he promised, he was well able to perform. So as it is written, we'll go through those scriptures, Romans 4. As it is written, I have made you a father of many nations. Before he believed, even God, which quickens the dead, calls those things which be not as though they were. And what else did he do? Who against hope believed in hope, that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which is spoken again, so shall thy seed be. And being not weak in faith, so the guy was not weak in faith, he didn't consider his body now dead when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, being fully persuaded that what God promised, he is well able to perform. So how can we bring that into our lives? We got to have God's word. And we got to believe God's word to say, God, this is your word. I believe your word. I don't look at the circumstances surrounding it. I may feel like a pile of garbage, but your word says the joy of the Lord is my strength. So I'm going to joy in you. I'm going to lift my hand. I'm going to say, praise you, Jesus. I'm happy in you. I joy in you. And then I feel strength coming up. I notice if you just dwell on the problems all the time, you're gloomy, you're sad, you're going down. But when you focus on God's word and what he said, the joy of the Lord is my strength. I'm joying in you. I don't consider all these obstacles that's surrounding me. I'm considering your word, and I'm going to give you praise and glory. And the Bible says that he had a baby. Amen. About 1 year before that baby was born, 1999. No, when he was 99, I guess he was, God came again to visit him. He got like 3 visits when he was 75 years old. So Max, you still got a lot of living to do. So he was 75 years old, and God visited the guy 3 times. And when he was 99 years old, he says, you know, it's going to be fulfilled. What I said to you is going to be fulfilled. It's going to be fulfilled. It's going to be fulfilled. And his wife was in the tent, and she laughs. Because she's old, eh? And then God says, why did she laugh? And then his wife says, I didn't laugh. He says, but you did laugh. Oh, like you're going to say that you're going to say you didn't laugh if you laughed to God. Like some people. Amen. So anyways, she got with the program too. Amen. Then they went on a honeymoon together to, I don't know where it was, someplace nice and sandy. And then 1 year later, they had a baby. Abraham, 100 years old. And the Bible says, boy, were they happy. So that's for us today. We are the children of Abraham because the Bible says, even as Abraham believed God, it was accounted to him for righteousness. Know you therefore that they which are of faith. How many of you are of faith here? If you believe God, you are of faith. The same are the children of Abraham. As the scripture says, God would justify the heathen through faith. And it says here, saying that in thee shall all the nations be blessed. So then they which be our faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. So we're with faith for Abraham. So let's all stand. It's 8:03. Let's thank God for his promises. Father, we want to thank you for your promises, your great and exceeding promises. You said that you will give us exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we may ask or even think. So we thank you that that's a boatload of blessings, Father. In accordance to your word, we say thank you for your promises. Thank you that you set it up that we would believe your promises. Promises of salvation, promises of baptism of the Holy Spirit, promises of water baptism, promises to be delivered from all enemies, all the devil and his cohorts, and all those tormenting spirits. Thank you, Lord God, that we are free. Free. Thank you, Lord God, that we are free. I'm free. Let's all say, I'm free. I'm free. Amen. I'm free because the Bible says, he whom the Son sets free is free indeed. No longer held in bondage or captivity, because he whom the Son sets free is free indeed. And we can laugh and we can sing and we can rejoice. Though it may not look like it at the moment that it's not changing, but when we go in accordance with God's word, we say, thank you, Lord God, that things are happening on my behalf because of your word. And I'm activating your word, your promises. Let's pray in the spirit. And you say, oh, that was a cute little story. But guess what? It gets cuter when you go in line with God's word. If you go and act God's word. Amen. God just wants doers of the word. He wants you to look the devil in the face and say, no, I believe God's word. I'm looking at your word, God. I thank you, Lord God. I don't have to go by just how I feel. Thank God when I feel good. That's great. That's wonderful. But I go by what your word says. And your word says, you'll never leave me nor forsake me. I don't ever have to be lonely. Even if I'm by myself in my house, I don't have to say I'm lonely, because you'll never leave me nor forsake me. You're with me always, even until the end of the age. When father and mother forsake you, God will never forsake you. Thank you, Jesus. You said, I've got plans for you, says the Lord. Plans to prosper you, not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Thank you, God, that you give hope and you give joy and peace, knowing that all things are possible. Let's all say, all things are possible.
All things are possible.
Things are possible. Thank you, Lord God, that all things are possible to those who believe. We believe your word tonight, and we say thank you, Lord God, that you've invigorated our spirits. You've filled us with the Spirit again, and you've blessed us. Hallelujah, that we are more blessed than people on the face of the earth. We are more blessed, not because of the things we possess, but because of you. Hallelujah. We possess the creator of the universe on the inside of us. Oh, maramakashtakara takarasa. You open up our eyes. Father, open up our eyes. They will see. Ears to hear what the Spirit of God is saying. That each one may know what is the hope of their calling. Hallelujah. What you had desired for their lives. What do you want the most perfect will? You said to prove out. What is that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God? Prove it out. You decide. You say, this is the will of God. This is not the will of God. This is the will of God. You prove it out, and you got joy, hallelujah, and confidence. This is the confidence that we have in him. If we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know he hears us, we have the petitions that we have asked of him, because we believe him. We have confidence because we've chosen to do his will, his plan, and his purpose. Oh, vakaranadiyasa. Oh, makishtandara sando tatarama sandarama sadarabasa. And there's none left out. None left out. It's for everybody. Hallelujah. He says he's not willing that any perish, but all come to repentance. And they that call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Thank you, Father. Father, we thank you for tonight, and we thank you for your word, Lord. And as we leave, we thank you that your spirit goes with us and is inside of us and comes upon us.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Sambokoramashtambare for manifestations of the Spirit of God. And we thank you and we bless you tonight. And we say, thank you, Lord God. Greater, there is more that is with us than against us, because the greater one's on the inside of us. Jesus, the Son of the living God. Father God and the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.